Welcome to the Arts Page. I'm Carlene Brown Thompson.
And I'm Cindy Thompson.
On this week's program, we'll hear about the Institute of Jamaica's plans to get more persons involved in the island's culture.
Stay tuned!
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Welcome back. In an effort to encourage greater appreciation of the island's cultural heritage, the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, will be extending its opening hours to allow more people to view its many collections of artifacts and art treasures. Beginning May 3, the IOJ's National Museum of Jamaica, National History Museum of Jamaica, and Jamaica Music Museum will all be opened to the public on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So what can you expect at the Institute this and every Saturday?
Executive Director of the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner, says special events will be planned periodically to enhance the experience.
We're looking at setting up date nights for the young adults. We're going to be having a series of movies that we will be showing as well in the afternoon. And several activities for the children, including we want to do something on puppeteering, storytelling.
New programs are also being developed for children and adults during the summer holidays.
Again, we feel that museum education is very important, not only for children who are in schools. We are also extending our outreach to young adults, families, and senior citizens, of course, because we feel that it will benefit all Jamaicans, not just young people.
The IOJ was established in 1879 by the then Governor of Jamaica, Sir Anthony Musgrave. Over the years, the Institute has been responsible for the establishment and management of museums and galleries for the collection, preservation, and display of artifacts. It documents and disseminates information on the impact of the African presence in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean by maintaining and displaying Jamaica's national flora and fauna collection and developing the creative potential of children. The Institute is also responsible for the Museums of History and Ethnography, National History Museum of Jamaica, National Gallery of Jamaica, Jamaica Music Museum, the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank, and Liberty Hall, the legacy of Marcus Garvey.
And so we are trying to encourage people to see the museum as a very important resource, not just of history, but to help us to understand who we are as a people and to help us to chart our way forward as a people.
Executive Director of the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner.
Remember, the Institute is now open this and every Saturday from 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Be sure to bring your family to check out the island's rich culture.
That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
And I'm Cindy Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.